Do you like music that's heavy and dark?
I do.
Then tune in to the Metal Dad Radio Show, Thursdays at 7 p.m., Fridays at 9 p.m., only on CygnusRadio.com.
Side of the tracks. Welcome back, everybody. Another edition. I'm your host, Chip McCabe. And as we do every Tuesday at 7 p.m., Wednesday at 1 in the afternoon, and always in the Cygnus Radio archives at CygnusRadio.com, bringing the best in all things Americana-ish, including the blues, of course. And that right there, Elmore James, one of my all-time favorites, excuse me. Elmo doing Standing at the Crossroads, which, of course, was his version, his take on Crossroad Blues, originally written by Robert Johnson in 1937. Elmo's version originally came in 1954. He would re-record it again in 1960. And why are we playing Elmore James to start the show? Well, first of all, doesn't it feel like Standing at the Crossroads, doesn't it feel like we're kind of just as humanity standing at the crossroads? just a little bit, maybe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Elmore James celebrating a birthday this week. King of the slide guitar, born January 27th, 1918 in Richland, Mississippi. And I have said this before, and I'll say it again. If there was a Mount Rushmore of the blues, Elmore James would be one of my four faces up on that mountain. He is just the best. One of my all-time favorite blues musicians and one of the most influential blues guitarists of all time. And we're going to show you why right now. The next two blocks, we're going to play a bunch of songs that were written by Elmore James and covered by other folks. And Elmore James had a huge influence on rock and roll, not just the blues and R&B. And I thought, let's do a block of rock musicians covering Elmore James tunes. And we'll start with one of the biggest and best, who covered a lot of blues tunes back in the day, Jimi Hendrix. It's an old Elmore James tune called Bleeding Heart. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
Thank you.
people's people. You know what it means to be left alone. People's people, people. You know what it means to be left alone.
can't stop loving. My baby and I. I can't stop loving. My baby and I. No matter what I do, she don't treat me right. Hey, baby. No, I'm all alone. I've been gone from home. And I can't stop loving my baby tonight. I can't stop loving my baby tonight. No matter what I do, she won't treat me right. Sock it to me right all night. We'll be right back.
just don't know.
Wrong Side of the Tracks. Now, you should know all four of those artists, right? You should definitely know the Allman Brothers. Allman Brothers Band, One Way Out, live at the Fillmore East, of course, off their E to Peach record. And it's a little controversy. Who wrote that song? Well, it originally was credited to Sonny Boy Williamson. Elmore James played guitar for Sonny Boy Williamson for a long time, actually, before he busted out on his own in the 1950s. That song's actually co-written by Elmore James and Sonny Boy Williamson. But let's be honest, who do we think actually wrote that song? I'm going to say Elmore James. Sonny Boy was the first to record it, though, in 1962. Elmo did his version in 65, and then that Allman Brothers version came in 1972. Before that, we gave you a track called Can't Stop Lovin', which Elmore James and his Broom Dusters recorded in 1953. George Thorogood and his Destroyers did it in 1977. That was the version you heard right there. Before that, we gave you a track called I Can't Hold Out. That's what it was originally titled by Elmore James when he released it in 1960. Canned Heat would do a version in 1969 and retitle it Can't Hold On Much Longer. It also has been called Talk to Me, Baby by various artists. And starting off the block, a track called Bleeding Heart, which Elmo did in 1965. Jimi Hendrix, accompanied by Mitch Mitchell and Noel Redding, would do a version in 1971, which is the version we gave you right there. All right, so that's our first block of songs written by Elmore James. That was the rock block. Let's do a blues block. Some of his contemporaries, some of the artists that he influenced, including this guy, another blues guitar player who I absolutely adore, Freddie King. Let's do one of Elmore James' most famous tunes, The Sky Is Crying. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
The sky is crying. Look at the tears roll down the street. Let me tell you, the sky. Tears roll down the street. I'm sitting here thinking about my baby, and I wonder, well, can't you be? I woke up soon this morning, and I was walking all down the street. Woke up soon this morning, and I was walking on down the street. All right, I'm a thinking about my baby, and I wonder, well, can't you be? We'll be right back.
but your dance won't treat me right. Yes, I'm wild about you, baby, but your dance won't treat me right. Well, you leave home in the morning, and you won't come home tonight. I'm gonna find me somebody. I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna find me somebody. I'll
hand me down my walking cane. I got me another woman, baby, I'll come your man. Look on yonder wall and hand me down my walking cane. And you know it was tough. I don't know how many men you killed, but I know it ain't killed enough. But you look on yonder wall and hand me down my walking cane.
Wrong Side of the Tracks, and so there you go. Some songs written by Elmore James. We did cheat a little bit, because these last two were sort of rewrites, recompositions, if you will. That was Elmore James himself, the man doing Look on Yonder Wall, which he recorded in 1961, which he rewrote from another song called Look Over Yonder's Wall, also titled Get Ready to Meet Your Man, and that was originally written in 1945. By a guy named Beale Street Clark, also known as Memphis Jimmy. And that song, though, written in 1945, was a war tune. And so Elmore James took it and completely rewrote the lyrics into the more blues-appropriate heartbreak song. And I feel like most people, they're going to know the Elmore James version of Look on Yonder Wall, recorded in 1961. Before that, a tune called Dust My Broom, but there's a lot of history to this song. All right. It was originally written as a song called I Believe I'll Make a Change in 1932 by a duo called Pinetop and Lindbergh. Nobody knows them. After that, in 1935, the great Kokomo Arnold would rewrite the song as Sissy Man Blues. Then a couple years later, in 1937, the great Robert Johnson would rewrite the song again as I Believe I'll Dust My Broom. And then a lot of people would be covering the Robert Johnson version of this. Big Boy Crudup, Robert Lockwood Jr., Howlin' Wolf, Taj Mahal, a lot of people. But at the same time, in 1951, Elmore James would sort of rewrite the song again as Dust My Broom. And we gave you the Otis Spahn version of the Elmore James version of Dust My Broom. Otis Spahn's version came in 1965. So there you go. That song has had a lot of life and a lot of history behind it and has been rewritten many, many, many times. Before that, a couple songs that were definitely written by Elmore James. Shake Your Moneymaker, which he originally released in 1961. We gave you the Paul Butterfield Blues Band version from 1965. And then before that, we gave you a track called Wild About You that Elmore James and his Broom Dusters did in 1956. We gave you the Hound Dog Taylor and the House Rockers version from 1971. And starting off the block, Freddie King, the great Freddie King, doing his version from 1969 of The Sky Is Crying, originally written and released by Elmo James and his Broom Dusters in 1960. So there you go, Elmore James. one of the greatest and most influential blues guitar players of all time, born January 27th, 1918, in Richland, Mississippi. All right. So we're celebrating another anniversary in country music history this month. One of the greatest country albums of all time was released this month in 1978. That would be the Waylon and Willie record. Of course, Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, they were both at the top of their game in 1978, did an album together, and it stayed number one on the country charts for a long time, about 10 weeks, and about 126 weeks total on the country charts. And I was thinking about this record, and I was thinking about how, obviously, there was a bunch of songs on here that Willie wrote and Waylon wrote, and they would kind of cover each other's songs on this record, but there were a bunch of songs on here that were written by other people that had been recorded prior to this duet album. And I thought, wouldn't it be cool if we went back and did the original versions of some of the songs that were on the Willie and Waylon record? And it's going to include a double shot of one artist in particular. But let's start with arguably the most famous song on this record. And this is the original version from the guy who wrote it. This is Ed Bruce. Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love. A cowboy ain't easy to love and he's harder to hold. He'd rather give you a song than silver or gold. Budweiser buckles and soft faded Wranglers, and each night begins a new day. If you can't understand him and he don't die young, he'll probably just ride away. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. 'Cause they'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love. Cowboy loves smoky old pool rooms and clear mountain mornings. Little warm puppies and children and girls of the night. Them that don't know him won't like him, and them that do sometime won't know how to take him. He ain't wrong, he's just different, and his pride won't let him do things to make you think he's right. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. 'Cause they'll never stay home. And
welcome to the year 2000, minus 25. Oh, say, can you smeller for the smoke. God's still up there laughing, so we've gotta be alive. Who says he can't take a dirty joke? Power isn't, power doesn't, power slips away. It's so easy to abuse. Who'd have thought them Arabs would have bought the USA just to give it to the Jews? Singing crime still don't pay, just like it used to. Of the homesick and the brave even matter anymore? There ain't no more reason for them boys to run away now than there was to fight before. Would you tell me why the hell we try to win back the war? What we wasted in the just ain't as right, just as it used to be before. When your arm is out of gas, singing crime still don't pay, just like it used to. Brother, while admitting that he sang some pretty songs, and he did. I'd heard that he'd been scandalizing me, and Lord, I knew that that was wrong, and it was. Now I'm looking at it over something cool and feeling fool enough to see. Call my brother on, now he had ever right to call on me.
Don't ever cuss that fiddle boy unless you want that fiddle out of tune.
That picker there in trouble bar ain't nothing but another side of you.
Together, so let's settle down and steal each other's songs.
I found a wounded brother drinking bitterly away the afternoon. And soon enough he turned on me like he'd done ever facing that saloon.
Well, we cussed him to the ground and said he couldn't even steal a decent song. But soon as it was spoken, we were sad enough to wish that we were wrong.
Don't ever cuss that fiddle, boy, unless you want that fiddle out of tune.
That pecker there in trouble, boy, ain't nothing but another side of you.
Cause we ain't done nothing wrong. We're in this gig together, so let's settle down and steal each other's songs.
I know that it sounds silly, but I think it I'll just owe somebody some.
Take back the weed, take back the cocaine, baby. Take back the pill, take back the whiskey too. Don't need it now, your love was all I was after. I'll make it now, but I can get off on you. I can rely on little or nothing at all. I know, and I can get high just thinking about you. And so, take back the weed, take back the cocaine, baby. Take back the pill, take back the whiskey too. I don't need it now, your love's all I was after. I'll make it now, but I can get off on you.
Who would have thought this was something that I'd ever do? I'm working it out, mellowing out on you.
Take back the weed, take back the cocaine, baby. Take back the pill, take back the whiskey too. Don't need it now, your love was all I was after. Well, I'll make it now, but I can get off on you. Take back the weed, take back the cocaine, baby. Take back the pill, take back the whiskey too.
Wrong side of the tracks, and now you're thinking to yourself, wait, you said the original versions of songs that appeared on the Waylon and Willie record. That's right, that one is an original. It's the only tune on that record, the Waylon and Willie record from 1978. I Can Get Off on You. It's the only tune co-written by Waylon and Willie for that record, is that tune right there. And I dig it. I dig it a lot. Before that, two tracks from future highwayman Kris Kristofferson. And Willie and Waylon must have really liked his Who's to Bless, Who's to Blame album, because they took two songs off that record and re-recorded them for the Waylon and Willie album. Who's to Bless and Who's to Blame released November 1975. Now, this album was not critically successful for Kris Kristofferson, but I think it's one of his best, in all honesty. He's got the full band rocking. It sounds fantastic. And we gave you two tracks. One, Don't Cuss the Fiddle, which Waylon and Willie would do. And the other one was a track originally recorded by Kristofferson called The Year 2000-25, because he recorded it in 1975. when Waylon and Willie re-recorded it in 1978, they changed it to the year 2003 minus 25. The math has to add up, kids. And then before that, starting off the block, Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys. That is a true story. Written by Ed Bruce, the great Ed Bruce, and his wife Patsy Bruce. Let's give her credit as well. They wrote that in 1975. Was released at the tail end of 75 and through the beginning of 76 would be a top 20 hit for Ed Bruce. But the Waylon and Willie version would go to number one on the country charts off of that album. And for good reason, because it may be the quintessential version of that tune. So there you go. Mamas, Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys. Or as I like to say, or cowboy fans. So there's that. All right, so one other song that we're going to do here. We always finish off the show as a tribute to the man, Willie Nelson. And, of course, there were a couple Willie tunes that he had done previously that he had written for other albums that he would redo for the Waylon and Willie record. One of them is one of my favorite songs off one of my favorite records. And the song is called It's Not Supposed to Be That Way. It originally appeared in 1974 on his Phases and Stages album. So let's give you that version right now. And until next week, kids, stay on the wrong side of the tracks.
It's not supposed to be that way. You're supposed to know that I love you, but it don't matter anyway. If I can't be there to control you, and like the other little children, you're gonna dream a dream or two. But be careful what you're dreaming. Soon your dreams will be dreaming you. It's not supposed to be that way. You're supposed to know that I love you, but it don't matter anyway. If I can't be there to console you, when you go out to play this evening, play with fireflies till they're gone, and then rush to meet your lover, and play with real fire till the dawn. But it's not supposed to be that way. You're supposed to know that I love you, but it don't matter anyway. If I can't be there to console you, play with real fire till the dawn. But it's not supposed to be that way. You're supposed to know that I love you, but it don't matter anyway. If I can't be there to console you,